K2 RCL monitoring mobile.
Okay, and four, Steve here. I didn't catch you, prefix.
And Steve, this is K2 RCL. This is Russell.
On this absolutely severe, clear day. Gorgeous out here, isn't it?
No doubt about it. It's a nice day. It's already 48 degrees, and it's not even 9 o'clock yet, so if it'll stay about this temperature all day, I'll be super happy.
Yeah, what's your location?
This is up off Mountain View Road, close to Mountain View Elementary School. Right now, I'm on Gum Springs, coming up on View Bridge, headed toward Blue Ridge High School.
Okay. Well, the temperature in my truck is reading 57 degrees down here in Inman, and it's just... Phew, I won't start singing. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
I know it's a little bit warmer in Inman. That's where I'm headed to right now. I'm trying to finish up a little job over there I'm doing for a friend, getting a deck built over there.
Like fun. And I tell you what, I should be out flying today. I fly RC, and that's where I ought to be.
I heard that. I've never flew an RC plane. I've got a quadcopter, a little DJI that I fly some, but that's about the extent of my flying.
Got a Phantom Pro 3 SE DJI. What have you got, a Mavic?
I do. I've got the original Mavic Pro.
None, aren't they?
I like it. I mean, it gives the camera view, gives a different perspective, and you can do some different things, and, you know, at the end of the day when you crash it, well, you know, it is what it is. Last time I crashed it, I think it was about $100 for me to fix it.
Yep. Well, listen to this. A buddy of mine builds his own quad and hexcopters, and he is actually trying to do some video to a set of VR goggles, and he's trying to program the device off of a GPS pickup to fly a programmed route.
That would be pretty cool. I know DJI's got the software to be able to plot a course and set your altitude and set your turn points, and it'll actually fly it on its own, but to have it through FPV, I mean, that would be pretty awesome.
He's got a couple of things that he's working the bugs out of, but, man, he's doing it all on his own, and... I mean, he's building his own, man. It's cool.
That is cool, hands down. I don't think I got the electronics expertise to be able to do that. I can put a couple of capacitors or resistors in, but I don't know if I can go as far as building my own quadcopter.
What? He's even got his video stream coming back through a 440 frequency.
See, that's going to be the part that's over my head. I don't even know how DJI sends theirs back. I was assuming it was Wi-Fi.
It is. But see, once you get out there past a certain range like that, you lose signal because their signal strength is not great enough. And this thing, as long as he has somebody on waypoints to observe, the FAA has opened it back up to where... Heck, he could fly a 10-mile route.
Yeah, so he can go 10 miles out with observers and still be able to receive video feed. That's crazy. I know my DJI, I mean, if you get it out there to the point where you just barely can see it, it starts to lose signal quick.
Yep. Now, I tell you what, Now, you do know that, that's this common 440, like with ham radio. And, hey, with 440, it's line of sight.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we were on VHF when I was at the fire department, and then they switched over finally to UHF to be able to utilize the UHF repeaters. That improved our communications just tenfold over. And then they've switched over now, I think, to the PAL 800 system since I retired out.
Now, that's up on the megahertz range, isn't it?
Talking about the 800?
Excuse me, that's up on microwave. That's gigahertz.
Yeah, I think so. Most of the fire departments here in Greenville have switched over to the PAL 800 system. I know Highway Patrol was on it for a while, and then they finally have migrated pretty much Fire Department EMS and Greenville County Sheriff's Office over to that PAL 800 system now.
Encoded, too, so you know, even if you can get the frequency, you cannot hear what they're saying.
They're set up, it's P25 compliant digital. You'd have to have a digital trunk and scanner that would be P25 compliant in order to be able to hear it. And I think that would take a lot of programming. So I don't think your average person out there is going to spend $400 or $500 on a scanner so they can keep up with what the police is doing.
But be amazed at what people will spend just to nose in. Yeah, hey, back in the day when they used to buy those scanners, hey, those were pretty well expensive back then, too.
Yeah, they were. They were pretty pricey, even when we would have one and install it in the vehicles and stuff so we could monitor other channels that wasn't in our radios. I know now they've got, what is it, Broadcastify, I think it's an app on your phone where you can go on in any feed that's sent in through that app. You can listen to it anywhere.
You can. Yeah, there's workarounds for about anything that you can think of. Well, listen, I've destinated back here to the house, and I am going to cruise on back in and start in on my honeydew. Doesn't that sound exciting?
One of those, too, and I keep avoiding it as much as possible, but eventually it's going to catch up with me. But, Steve, I appreciate it. It was great talking with you this morning. This is K2RCL and 73s, and I'll be clear after your phone.
I enjoyed it, too. Well, hopefully we'll hear you in there again sometime. And, 73s to you, too. And don't hammer your thumbs today. Oh. 73s, K and 4, BWA, clear.